VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Sudan's top military commander appeared to tighten his grip on power Thursday as he appointed a new governing council that he will lead 2 weeks after the military overthrow of the civilian leader. The government, the move by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, contradicts repeated promises from the military that they would hand over power to civilian authorities after seizing it in the October 25th coup. A UN spokesman said, "We want to see a return to the transition as quickly as possible. We want to see the release from house arrest of Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, as well as all the other politicians and leaders that have been detained." The African Union, the United Nations, and many governments have condemned the coup. The Arab League has called on the parties to abide by the 2019 constitutional document, which laid out a power-sharing deal between the military and pro-democracy forces following the ouster of former President Omar al-Bashir. The lawyer for detained journalists from the U.S., Danny Fenster, said a court in military-ruled Myanmar has sentenced him to 11 years in prison after finding him guilty on several charges, including incitement for allegedly spreading false or inflammatory information. Fenster, the managing editor of the online magazine Frontier Myanmar, was also found guilty Friday of contacting illegal organizations and violating visa regulations, according to his attorney. Fenster has been detained since May. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Members of the UN Security Council held urgent talks Thursday on the escalating migrant crisis on the Poland-Belarus border. In a joint statement, representatives of EU members of the UN Security Council, Estonia, France, Ireland, and envoys from Norway, the United Kingdom, and the United States, and incoming member Albania, urged an immediate halt to the crisis on the border. EU leaders accused the regime of Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko of opening up a new migration route into Europe to create instability and retaliation for sanctions the bloc imposed on its authoritarian government over its brutal crackdown against dissent following a disputed election. The former president of South Africa, F.W. de Klerk, has apologized for his role in furthering the apartheid system of racial segregation while he was president. In a video released by his foundation after de Klerk's death Thursday at the age of 85, he said he was deeply sorry for what he had done. Dick Clark was a controversial figure in South Africa, where many blamed him for violence against black South Africans and apartheid activists during his time in power. The U.S. government is urging U.S. citizens to leave Haiti because of the country's deepening insecurity and a severe lack of fuel. The shortage has affected hospitals, schools, and banks. The warning from the U.S. State Department comes as Haiti's government and police are struggling to control gangs that have blocked fuel distribution terminals for weeks. It's unclear how many U.S. citizens currently live in Haiti. U.S. citizens aren't required to register their travel abroad. Meanwhile, U.S. and Haitian authorities are still trying to secure the release of 17 members of a missionary group from Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries. And combined patrols of soldiers and police have fanned out across the capital of El Salvador after a spate of killings left 30 people dead in just 2 days. The president, Nayib Bukele, on Thursday ordered troops into the streets of San Salvador, where they used armored cars to block exits of some poor neighborhoods while police went door-to-door searching for members of the country's notorious street gangs. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.